More than 2,000 group home workers are prepared to strike in 2 weeks at sites across Connecticut. They join other union health care workers in demanding the state invest more funds into the long-term care industry. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports.
Jennifer Brown spends most of her days caring for people with special needs and disabilities, and she loves it.
We become their voice. We become their chefs. We become their doctors. We literally take care of them. We become their family. They become our family.
But after nearly 25 years working in group home care, Brown still needs to hold 3 jobs in order to pay the bills and afford health insurance.
I'm 55, and I've been doing it a long time, and I think we're just worth more.
Brown and union members of District 1199 SEIU voted to strike on May 21st. They want to put pressure on state leaders to allocate more money for wage increases, better benefits, and staffing improvements. Stephanie DeSuse is union vice president of group homes.
Over the past year, workers have been showing up every day. They're putting their lives at risk. They're putting their families' lives at risk. And right now, we want the governor to show up for those workers.
Union members are in the middle of negotiating new contracts with 6 group home agencies that'll be affected by a potential strike. District 1199 also represents 3,400 nursing home workers who are scheduled to walk off the job this week at 33 facilities as they demand more funding. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.